Okay, so if you haven't gone to my Facebook page yet, go there, because I posted a picture this morning of a baby painted turtle, and you need to go have a look at it right now. Sitting in front of me, I have a little aquarium with 10 of these darling little turtles in it. Now, the turtles hatch from eggs that were accidentally dug up at Grand Beach in July, and biologist Doug Cullicutt is now their surrogate mother. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Marilyn.
Congratulations.
I'm actually their surrogate father.
Their surrogate father. There you go.
Yes.
Okay. So your son gave you the turtle eggs after they were dug up accidentally. So what did you do with them?
We put them in a pail and put them in a warm place and tried to remember to have a look at them once in a while.
Did you think they would hatch?
Well, by the end of September, I was starting to get worried that now they might have been duds or damaged when they get dug up. Reptile eggs can suffer from a number of things if they're disturbed, so...
So then when did you realize that, voila, there were baby turtles in that bucket?
Oh, just wandered by the freezer one night, looked up top, and, oh, better have a look and see. And there was one popped up on top of the sand. And we dug around, and there was a total of 5 of them had hatched out. And the next day we looked again, and another 5 had hatched out.
That's amazing. Now, they're fairly tiny now. So how small were they when they were born? Like, would they be the size of a little fingernail, or what would they be?
Well, what you're looking at right there is the size they came out of the eggs. They
okay.
haven't eaten and grown much. They're about an inch long or 2.5 centimeters of shell length. And if they're stretched out, they're about 5 centimeters long.
So what are you doing with them now? You're going to keep them for the winter, I understand?
Yeah, we figured it was just a little too late in the year to release them. So we're going to keep them over the winter and then release them again next late spring or summer.
So how do you take care of them? Like, what do you need to do to keep 10 little turtles alive all winter?
Well, we keep them in a little aquarium with enough water for them to swim in and a bit of land and a little heat lamp for basking, and give them little bits of food and just keep the tank clean. They're not a lot of work to take care of.
What do they eat?
Well, they haven't started eating yet, but in the wild, they're sort of omnivores. So we're going to be feeding them bits of lettuce and bits of fish. And in the wild, they'd eat insects or bits of dead fish or whatever they can find.
What do they do in the winter in the wild? Like, where would they be?
Well, 2 things. If they've hatched out early enough and gone to a pond or lake or whatever, they would spend winter under the ice, just basically sitting there being cold. Painted turtles are kind of unique, though. If they don't get a chance to hatch out early enough in the fall, they remain in the nest and they actually experience below freezing temperatures, and their bodies can actually freeze, and they will simply thaw out and come back to life in the spring.
Wow.
And then they'll dig their way out of the nest and move to a pond.
Now, they're called painted turtles because their belly is orange and kind of black and brown and yellow. So what's this design on the bottom of them?
Well, the design there's 2 issues with that. I mean, if you look at some of the different ones there, every one of them has a different pattern, but you'll notice that they're all quite bold colors and bold patterns. And the thought is that this is actually a case of aposematic coloration or warning colors. If you know skunks or bees and things that have bright warning colors, they're warning predators. They have serious weapons to deal with. And we don't think there's any particular reason for most critters to be worried about turtles. The dorsal surface, the top surface, is quite camouflaged because lots of things like to eat them. But one thing that eats them and sees them from below would be fish. But fish tend to gulp in a prey item and see if it's worth eating. And these little guys will get in there and start scratching away with their claws and their hard shell, and quite often the fish will spit them out. So the theory is that bright coloration on the underside is a warning to fish not to eat these little turtles.
Wow. How common are painted turtles in Manitoba?
Oh, they're very common in at least southern Manitoba. We're not quite sure how far north they range. It's one of the things we'd like to get more information with out of the Manitoba Herps Atlas is people telling us how far north these guys do occur.
They do have very long claws, even being this little. And you're right, the bottom of every one of them, the design is different. Like,
yep.
Are any of them the same? Are they like snowflakes?
Pretty much like snowflakes or fingerprints. I've never seen any 2 that were the same. And these are siblings. These are all from the same nest, and yet they're all very different. So the biology behind that, I have no idea what's going on.
So, Doug, how big will they get to? How big do they grow?
Well, the females, the shell length can be about 25 or 30 centimeters.
Show me with your fingers how.
So
they
big.
Get nice and big. Okay, yeah. And so then, and how long would it take them to get that big? Like how long when they're at, before they're adult?
We're not really sure. To get to adult size is probably 8 to 10 years or better.
So what are you going to do with these guys in the spring?
Well, I'll take them back to near where the nest was dug up and release them in whatever body of water it was closest to.
How would they normally survive after being hatched? Are they like we see in the TV shows, you know, when they're so small and they're so susceptible to prey?
Well, when they're so small, they end up being food for other things usually.
Yeah, what eats them?
What doesn't eat them? All sorts of things. I mean, the nest predation is really heavy on painted turtle nests. I mean, before the eggs even get a chance to develop, raccoons, skunks, foxes dig them up and eat them. We figure it's probably less than 10% of the nests are successful to begin with. And then once they've hatched, again, fox, skunks, raccoons, but then the wading birds, herons, cranes, all those things will eat them. And a large enough fish that just gulps one down, it's not going to be bothered by it. So they... odds of survival for a baby turtle are pretty small.
So these 10 are pretty lucky that you got them, you found them.
So far.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Herps Atlas, because this is a big part of what you do. And, of course, you're talking about monitoring turtles and, of course, a lot of other amphibians in the province.
Well, yeah, the Manitoba Herps Atlas is run on my website, naturenorth.com. And it's an attempt to get everyday people involved in sending in records of reptiles and amphibians and where they've seen them and just gathering new information about these things. Over the past 3 years now, we've collected nearly 4,000 new records of reptiles and amphibians in Manitoba and significantly expanded the known range of a number of species and gathering lots of new interesting information. But we still need some more people up north to start getting involved.
Okay, so I've posted the link on my Facebook page as well as picture of the turtles, and you have a little video and a blog as well of your raising these painted turtles.
Yep.
So people can go there and have a look, and they can contact you if they want to help out.
Yeah, you can watch my turtle soup video.
Loved your turtle soup video. Doug, thank you so much for coming in. Always a pleasure. You have such interesting things to share with us.
Thanks, Marilyn.
So that is Doug Collicutt. He is here with 10 little painted turtles. Oh, one just flipped right over in there, and they just flipped themselves back around again. They are so cute. There's a TV camera in here as well, recording this for CBC Television News tonight, first at 5, 5:30, and 6, so you can see the turtles on there as well. And just go to my Facebook page if you'd like to help Doug out with his Herps Atlas and to see the video, Manitoba Radio Noon.